Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for Chautauqua in Lawton, the annual event that sees traveling scholars present the lives of noteworthy individuals through workshops, discussions, and even performances. To tell us about this year's events, we welcome back from the Chautauqua Planning Committee, Francie Couch. Francie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, delighted to be here.
So it's that time again. Lawton Chautauqua is here. And this year is another array of interesting characters. Who will attendees meet at this year's Chautauqua?
Okay, the theme for this year's Lawton Chautauqua is the modern age moving forward from World War I. And, of course, it is at least partially in response to the fact that this is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, but we didn't want to go back into the war. We wanted to go forward into the 20s and 30s and into the burgeoning of modernity that came out of the chaos of World War I. So we've got art, we've got politics, we've got the military. And I think we have a great array of characters. We start out with General Black Jack Pershing, who is credited with helping to modernize the U.S. Army after his experiences in World War I. We have Gertrude Vanderbilt Whitney, who was an East Coast heiress who did so much more than women were expected to do in those days. Not only was she an artist, particularly a sculptor in her own right, but she established the Museum of American Art in New York City. We have A.C. Blue Eagle, because we felt it was important, first of all, to get an Oklahoma perspective, and he is credited with internationalizing the popularity and awareness of Native American art. So he is our Oklahoma Native American artist. We have Josephine Baker, who is so much more than the banana-skirted entertainer that we all tend to think of when we hear Josephine Baker's name. She was a civil rights activist. She was even a member of the resistance, the French resistance during World War II. And we have Ernest Hemingway. And I think that will resonate with lots and lots of people who think of the 20s and 30s.
It is definitely a colorful cast of characters, but this year I understand that there are a lot of familiar faces portraying those characters.
This year, every single one of them has been in Lawton at least once, and several of them have been in Lawton more than once. General Pershing is being portrayed by Doug Mishler, who is extremely familiar to the Lawton community. He has played so many different characters. Gertrude Vanderbilt Whitney is being portrayed by Deborah Connor, who did Zelda Fitzgerald a couple of years ago. A.C. Blue Eagle is being portrayed by Michael Hughes, who has been quite a few different characters. He was in last year's Cowboy and Cattle Trails Chautauqua. Josephine Baker is being played by Vanessa Adams Harris, who is actually from the Tulsa area. She is a longtime Oklahoman, and she's been in two other Chautauquas. And she was also Ada Lois Sipple Fisher for Soulful Stories. And then John Anderson, who has played several different characters, including Henry James a couple of years ago, is presenting Ernest Hemingway.
The faces may look familiar, but the scholars will be presenting new aspects of themselves and their work as they portray their new characters. So let's talk about that work and how our listeners can learn from it. There are the main presentations, there are workshops, there's everything else that's going on. What's the schedule for Chautauqua Week, and how's it set up?
Oh, the week is just packed with really interesting events. And, of course, everything is free, and it's open to the public. You don't have to have tickets or reservations at all. There are workshops at 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. from Tuesday through Saturday. The workshops will be held at the Museum of the Great Plains. And then each of those evenings, Tuesday through Saturday at 7 o'clock in the City Hall Auditorium up on the second floor, air conditioned, so nice and cool and so comfortable, are the evening performances. There will be like a 45-minute or so performance in person, in character, by the Chautauqua scholar, and that will be followed by a short question and answer session where audience members ask the character, not the scholar, but the character, questions about the character's life, and then the scholar tears off his costume and becomes the scholar who has created this character, and he or she will answer questions about whatever the audience is interested in.
Now, is the schedule set up to be one character per day where the scholar will do workshops at 10 and 2 and then do a presentation that night? Or are the sessions kind of mixed up and mixed around so that there's a little bit of everything each day?
No, of course, the evenings are all set for each individual character, but the workshops are scattered throughout the week. We try not to schedule a scholar's workshops on the evening that he's going to perform because it's exhausting. It really is. So the workshops are scattered throughout the week, and there should be a schedule for each day published in the Lawton Constitution, so you can find out what scholars are giving which workshops on which day.
Francie, we unfortunately have to wrap things up here. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about this year's Chautauqua?
Oh, I just think it's going to be a wonderful theme, and personally am looking forward to seeing all of these scholars again. I've known them over the years for their performances here, and they're wonderful performers, and they love talking about their subjects. Remember, everything is free. Everything is open to the public. And we'd love to see you there.
Francie Couch, part of the planning committee for the 2018 Lawton Chautauqua, which will be held next week. Francie, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
The 2018 Lawton Chautauqua begins Tuesday, June 19th and runs through Saturday, June 23rd. For more information about the various events and the schedule of workshops and presentations, contact the Lawton Public Library, either in person or by phone at 580-581-3450, or visit the library's website or Facebook page. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.